As the international debate continues over how to disarm Iraq, relief agencies quietly are preparing for the humanitarian fallout from any armed conflict in the region. Food, tents, and medical supplies are being readied in the countries surrounding Iraq, but officials admit they're only guessing as to the extent of the damage a war could cause. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Amman.
Political leaders continue to say that war in Iraq is not inevitable. But just in case, cargo ships carrying emergency supplies have been pulling into the southern Jordanian port of Aqaba, a major transit point for goods bound for Iraq. Christine McNabb, the United Nations resident coordinator in Amman, says of the three basic needs, water, food, and shelter, water may be the most difficult to supply in the desert region along the Iraqi border. If war does break out, UN officials expect the bulk of the refugees to flee toward Iran and Turkey, whose borders are much closer to Baghdad. But tens of thousands could head toward Jordan, along with an estimated 60,000 foreign workers trying to get back home to Egypt, Sudan, or Asia. McNabb says negotiations are progressing with Jordan on how to help those people coming across the border, but her biggest concern is for those who would remain in Iraq. She says some 34,000 aid workers now supply food to a majority of the Iraqi population, and she's not optimistic about that network surviving a war.
If you wanted to see the worst-case scenario, apart from the non-conventional weapons, the worst-case scenario is that the food chains within Iraq break down. Because we're talking about 60% of the population being totally reliant on these food rations, then you might see big flows of people moving, looking for food.
The other major worry is the possible use of non-conventional weapons. The presence of chemical or biological agents could change the situation dramatically for the worse. Christer Ockvist, head of the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Crescent, says the non-conventional scenario would keep his staff and volunteers out of the picture.
And there would be no way that we can ask them to go into such an area because we don't have the equipment required or the training required to do so. And that would be just to send them to death, and that we can't even consider. So there would be no role for us in such a situation.
Aid officials say if there is a war, Iraqi civilians would start it in a much weaker condition than they were in 1991. Besides the food shortages, healthcare facilities are in serious decline. Ockvist says 1,000 health clinics have been identified as needing major rehabilitation. So far, only about 100 have been upgraded. For Iraq's neighbors, as well as the relief agencies, the economic burden of a new refugee population is as worrying as it is hard to predict. The UN's Christine McNabb says some money has come in, mostly from the U.S., but much more is needed.
In Jordan, we still haven't been allocated enough money even to prepare the camps. We know where they are, where they will be. We have all the supplies we need now for the first surge of refugees and third country nationals, but we can't move ahead. The government of Jordan is quite adamant that they cannot afford it this time round. And I think if you look at their budget for this year, you'll see it is pretty tight.
Relief officials say, like the rest of the world, the major donors appear to be holding their breath, reluctant to make commitments until they see exactly how the Bush administration and its allies decide to pursue the goal of disarming Saddam Hussein. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Amman.